Deceiver. A person who deceives for the purpose of manipulation. Deceivers may be innocent, ignorant, or malevolent. Have you ever heard this lie? It doesn't matter what you believe as long as you believe something. It does matter what a person believes. The deceived believes something, but only the truth sets us free. Where do you find truth? God's word is truth, John 17:17. Faith comes by hearing the word, Romans 10:17. His word is spirit and life, John 6:63. So, unless a person is hearing the word of God, they have no godly faith. Hence, they have no truth, no spirit, and no life. They are likely lost, or at a minimum, deceived. Jesus started his discourse in Matthew 24 by telling the disciples to take heed that no man deceive you. The spirit of lying is dominating this age. Don't be a victim, and don't allow your loved ones to be a victim of the liar, Satan, and his spokespersons who are human. Search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and these are they which testify of me. John 5:39. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, the Antichrist, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb, Jesus, slain from the foundation of the world. Revelation 13:8. And whoever was not found in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Revelation 20:15. But the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. 2 Peter 3:9. So, tell people how to find truth, to be free, and to find eternal abundant life. That if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in your hearts that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Romans 10:10. And then disciple them in the word and the spirit. Be sober. Be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour. 1 Peter 5:8. This is not a time to be slack.